الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته، ورضعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين. We were discussing the resemblances and shabahat of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam with the previous prophets, and the lesson had reached the point of his resemblance with Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. And I mentioned two of the resemblances. One is that was Khifa'ul Wilada and Khifa'ul Haml. The pregnancy and the birth of Prophet Ibrahim both were hidden. Similarly for Imam Sahib Zaman alayhi salam, the pregnancy and birth for him was also hidden. Second of all, his growth. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam used to grow in the, you know, very fast. He used to grow in a, يشب في اليوم كما يشب غيره في الجمعة ويشب في الجمعة كما يشب غيره في الشهر. So his growth was very fast, unusual, and you know. And similarly, Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam's growth was also very fast. So, and I told you the narration of Hakima Khatun, his aunt, about how she saw Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam like a big boy. So she was surprised. The third resemblance between Imam Sahib al-Zaman and Prophet Ibrahim is ghaibat, that Prophet Ibrahim also had two ghaibats and periods of occultation and absence. And similarly, Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam also has the two ghaibats, the lesser ghaibat, lesser occultation period, and the greater occultation period, al-ghaibat al-sughra and al-ghaibat al-kubra. This is where our discussion reached the three resemblances. Now coming to the fourth shabahat is what is narrated in Kamaluddin wa Itmamun Ni'mah from Mufaddal ibn Umar rahmatullah alayh, from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, is about the qamis of Prophet Yusuf. This is one of the mawaris al-anbiya, and all the inherited blessed items are with Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam from the previous prophets. So the shirt of Prophet Yusuf, which was actually not his, was brought from paradise, was brought from Allah's behalf to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then it got transferred to Ishaq, and from Ishaq to Yaqub, and from Yaqub to Yusuf. And that shirt is with Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam, which is the fourth resemblance. And at the time, according to this narration, when he would appear, Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam will be wearing that specific shirt at the Holy Kaaba, qamis of Yusuf or qamis of Yaqub or qamis of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That's the same one shirt that he would be wearing at the time of Zuhur at the Holy Kaaba, according to this narration. Now, then the Mufaddal ibn Umar asks the Imam alayhi salam, when he talks about the history of that shirt, جُعِلْتُ فِدَاكَ فَإِلَى مَنْ صَارَ هَذَا الْقَمِيسِ, to whom does the, where is that shirt right now? And Imam alayhi salam replies back according to this narration, إِلَى أَهْلِهِ وَهُوَ مَعَ قَائِمِنَا إِذَا خَرَجَ ثُمَّ قَالَ كُلُّ نَبِيٍ وَرِثَ عِلْمًا أَوْ غَيْرَهُ فَقَدْ إِنْتَهَى إِلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. So that is with our Qa'im, and you know, and every prophet who left behind a knowledge or anything else is reaches to the Holy Prophet. Obviously, Imam Sahib Azawan, that's not part of the hadith, but obviously Imam Sahib Azawan is inheriting all those things from the Prophet. Mawarithul Anbiya. And in some other narrations, we also learn what is narrated by Allama Al-Majlisi in Bihar. This is from Yaqub ibn Shu'aib. Yaqub ibn Shu'aib is one of the Siqa, an authentic narrators from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He says, Qala, annahu qala, ala urika, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said to me, ala urika, shall I not show you قميص القائم الذي يقوم عليه? Shall I not show you the shirt of Qa'im in which he would appear and rise, in which he would rise? فقلت بلا, I said yes. فدعا بقمتر ففتحه Imam. So there was some kind of a box, sanduq, and was brought, and the shirt was taken out. وأخرج منه قميص كربيس فنشره, and so on and so forth. It's a long narration. So this is how Yaqub ibn Shu'aib saw that shirt, according to that narration. And this narration also tells us that فَقَالَ هَذَا قَمِيسُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ كَانَ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ ضُرِبَتْ رُبَاعِيَتُهُ وَفِيهِ يَقُومُ الْقَائِمُ. And this is the shirt, the narration says, that Prophet was wearing when he was hit, his teeth was hit. You remember the story in the Battle of Uhud, when the teeth of the Prophet was hit and the blood came out. So according to this narration, he was wearing that shirt at that time. And the sixth resemblance between Prophet Ibrahim and Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam is that Ibrahim alayhi salam بنى البيت ووضع الحجر الأسود مكانه قال الله عز وجل وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. So Prophet Ibrahim and Ismail is the one who constructed the house, and Ibrahim عليه السلام placed the black stone on that corner which we call ركن الحطين. So, and then he prayed to Allah, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا, O our Lord, accept from us, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ, certainly you are the one who listen and the one who listens and all knowing, the one who is all knowing. So Imam Sahib Zaman is going to do the same, sixth resemblance. He's going to place the stone and make the Kaaba. Well, how would he make the Kaaba? Let's go to the narration of Aqaba ibn Bashir, from an ahadehima, means either from Imam al-Baqir or Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He was in the time of both the Imams. So he says, Qala, Imam alayhi salam, one of the two, said to me, in Allah azza wa jal amara Ibrahima bi bina' al-Ka'ba wa an yarfa'a qawa'idaha wa yara an-nas manasikahum wa yuri an-nasa manasikahum fa bana Ibrahim wa Ismail al-bayt kulla yawmin saqan. Allah commanded Ibrahim to construct the Kaaba and show the people the manasik. And every day Ibrahim and Ismail used to construct equal to one saq. Saq is the thigh, about 2 feet. حَتَّى إِنْتَهَى إِلَى مَوْضِعِ الْحَجَلِ, until he reached the place where the stone was supposed to be placed. فالحجر الأسود فقال أبو جعفر Imam al-Baqir al-Islam said, فَنَادَ أَبُو قُبَيْسِ Abu Qubais is a mountain next to the Kaaba. The mountain of Abu Qubais said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, إِنَّ لَكَ عِنْدِي وَدِيعَةً فَأَعْطَاهُ الْحَجَرِ I have an amanat for you. Abu Qubais said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, that mountain spoke. I have an amanat for you. And the mountain gave the stone to Ibrahim. فَوَضَعَهُ مَوْضِعَهُ So Ibrahim alayhi salam placed the black stone on its place. Black stone, FYI, just for the sake of your information, is one of the alamat of recognizing the hujjat of Allah. So we are talking about this, I think, the seventh resemblance between Imam Sahib Azwan and Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. So only and only a hujjat of Allah can place the stone. So now we have narration in, in Bihar al-Anwar from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, إِذَا قَامَ الْقَائِمِ First, about constructing the house. Seventh resemblance. إِذَا قَامَ الْقَائِمِ هَدَمَ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامِ حَتَّى يَرُدَّهُ إِلَىٰ أَسَاسِهِ Imam will destroy the Kaaba, the Masjid al-Haram, until he makes it on its place, on its foundation. The real place where it used to be. وَحَوَّلَ الْمَقَامِ إِلَى الْمَوْضِعِ And he will change the maqam towards the place where it was. إِلَى الْمَوْضِعِ الَّذِي كَانَ فِيهِ That's the seventh resemblance about construction of the Kaaba. Eighth resemblance is about the placing of the black stone. This is narrated in Al-Kharaij wal-Jara'ih, a very respectable book from Muhammad ibn Qulaway. He says, لَمَّا وَصَلْتُ بَغْدَادَ وفي سنة 37 و300 للحج وهي السنة التي رد القرامطة فيها الحجر في مكانه إلى البيت كان أكبر همي الظفر بمن ينصب الحجر I intended, Ibn Qulaway used to live in Iran. He says, I intended to go for Hajj. It was the year 337 Hijrah. And that was the year where it was announced in the Islamic Ummah that the tribe called Al-Qaramita, who has stolen the black stone, Al-Hajar al-Aswad, was stolen by that tribe. That tribe will now bring the stolen black stone back and place it at the corner of Kaaba. So he, Ibn Qulaway, is a scholar. He said, I wanted to see who is going to place the black stone. So I traveled for Hajj. And it's obviously for the same time of Hajj from Iran, I reached Baghdad and I became sick. So I could not continue. So obviously, and لا يضعه في مكانه إلا الحجة في الزمان. No one can place it because I knew no one can place the stone except the Hujjat of the time. So كما في زمان الحجاج وضعه زين العابدين عليه السلام. Just like in the time of Hujjaj when the Kaaba was destroyed by Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, you know, la'natullahi alayh. So Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam was the one who placed the black stone on its place. فَأَتَلَلْتُ عِلَّةً سَعْبَ خِفْتُ مِنْهَا عَلَى نَفْسِي I became very sick. I was afraid I would die from this sickness. And I could not continue my travel from Baghdad towards Makkah. So I gave فَكَتَبْتُ رُقْعَةً وَعَاتَيْتُهُ إِيَّاهَا مَخْتُومَةً there was a friend, his friend of, he had a friend called Abu Hisham. He gave a letter, he wrote a letter and gave to Abu Hisham and said, go towards Makkah and whomsoever human places the black stone, give this letter to him. Abu Hisham went towards Lamma. He says, Lamma hasaltu bi Makkah. When I arrived at Makkah, wa azama ala i'adat al hajar. When people were gathered there, huge crowd, Qaramata tribe are there. They brought the black stone. There are various people who are trying to lift the stone and put it back. Everyone fails. No one can lift the black stone. Finally, I found there was a young man And I got close to that location so I can see precisely who's the one who's picking up the black stone. فَكُلَّمَا عَمَدَ إِنسَانٌ لِوَضْعِهِ اضْطَرَبَ. Whenever anyone tried to place, he could not do it. فَلَمْ يَسْتَقِمْ. He will fall down, in other words. فَأَقْبَلَ غُلَامٌ أَسْمَرُ اللَّوْنِ. A young man showed up with a wheatish color. حَسَنُ الْوَجْهِ. A nice looking face. فَتَنَاوَلَهُ. He grabbed the stone. فَوَضَعَهُ فِي مَكَانِهِ. He placed it in its place. فَاسْتَقَامَ. And it was stable. كَأَنَّهُ لَمْ يَزِلْ عَنْهُ. وَعَلَتْ لِذَلِكَ الْأَصْوَاتِ. And all the crowd started to speak up to praise him. And after that, he started to walk away from the holy cup, from out of the Masjid al-Haram. I started to run, go behind him. There was lots of people. I was afraid I would miss him. حَتَّى ظُنَّ بِي الْإِخْتِلَاطِ وَالنَّاسِ يُفَرَّجُونَ لَهُ. People were opening up the way for him wherever when he was walking. So till the long story short, he says, Ibn Hisham says, then I was running and Imam was walking, but I could not reach him until he reached a place with no population outside. And then, بِحَيْثُ لَا يَرَاهُ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي فَوَقَفَ. That's where Imam stopped. وَالْتَفَتَ إِلَيَّ and said, paid attention to me. فَقَالَ هَاتِمَ مَعْكَ. Give what you have. And I handed over the letter. And فَقَالَ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يَنْظُرَ إِلَيْهَا. And he said to me, without looking inside what's inside written in the letter, without looking inside, he said, قُلْ لَهُ لَا خَوْفَ عَلَيْكَ فِي مُدَّةِ فِي هَذِهِ الْعِلَّةِ وَيَكُونُ مَا لَا بُدَّ مِنْهُ بَعْدَ ثَلَاثِينَ سَنَةً. Ibn Qulwe actually had written in the letter asking the Imam al-Islam, is he going to survive in this sickness or will he be alive? So Imam al-Islam said to Ibn Hisham, according to this narration, that say to him that you don't have any fear about this illness, in other words, and after 30 years there is no, it's going to happen. That means you're going to die after 30 years. فَوَقَعَ عَلَيَّ الدَّمْعَ حَتَّى لَمْ أُطْلِقْ حَرَاكًا وَتَرَكَنِي وَانْصَرَفَ. So I could not speak nothing in front of the Imam, and I started to cry. So this is the eighth resemblance between Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam and Prophet Ibrahim. He was also an Imam. Ibrahim alayhi salam is also an Imam and a Nabi and a Rasul. So that placing of the black stone. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.